Well, hey, backstagers. I hope all y'all are doing well. My name is Maple. I live on the second floor, or I sleep there anyway. And this is my verification post. It is Friday, November 1st, in this year of grace, 2019. And for no particular reason, except that I really like it, I'm going to read a passage from The Anatomy of Melancholy by Robert Burton. I could tell you all about him, but as so often, Google is your friend. And amongst many other things, he said, "I hear new news every day, and those ordinary rumors of war, plagues, fires, inundations, thefts, murders, massacres, meteors, comets, spectrums, prodigies, apparitions, of towns taken, cities besieged in France, Germany, Turkey, Persia, Poland, etc., daily musters and preparations and such like, which these tempestuous times afford. Battles fought, so many men slain, monomachies, shipwrecks, piracies and sea fights, peace, leagues, stratagems, and fresh alarms. A vast confusion of vows, wishes, actions, edicts, petitions, lawsuits, pleas, laws, proclamations, complaints, grievances are daily brought to our ears. New books every day, pamphlets, corantos, stories, whole catalogues of volumes of all sorts. New paradoxes, opinions, schisms, heresies, controversies in philosophy, religion, etc. Now come tidings of weddings, maskings, mummeries, entertainments, jubilees, embassies, tilts and tournaments, trophies, triumphs, revels, sports, plays. Then again, as in a new shifted scene, treasons, cheating tricks, robberies, enormous villainies in all kinds, funerals, burials, deaths of princes, new discoveries, expeditions, now comical, then tragical matters. Today we hear of new lords and officers created, tomorrow of some great men deposed, and then again of fresh honors conferred. One is let loose, another imprisoned. One purchaseth, another breaketh. He thrives, his neighbor turns bankrupt, now plenty, then again dearth and famine. One runs, another rides, wrangles, laughs, weeps, etc. This I daily hear and such like, both private and public news, amidst the gallantry and misery of the world, jollity, pride, perplexities and cares, simplicity and villainy, subtlety, knavery, candor and integrity, mutually mixed and offering themselves. I rub on. As I have still lived, so I now continue, left to a solitary life and mine own domestic discontents, saving that sometimes, as Diogenes went into the city, and Democritus to the haven to see fashions, I did, for my recreation, now and then, walk abroad, look into the world, and could not choose but make some little observation, not, as they did, to scoff or laugh at all, but with a mixed passion." So that is an example of information overload, circa 1639. Take care. This is Maple. Be seeing you.